Featuring survivor stories and resources, a brand new human trafficking awareness campaign has been kicked off by a video from Crime Stoppers Guelph Wellington. CSGW is partnering for a summer-long awareness campaign with other neighboring organizations. The video being a launching point for this campaign, Crime Stoppers Guelph Wellington's program coordinator, Sarah Bowers-Peter, says they are providing incentive for people to speak up about this crime.
Crime Stoppers Guelph Wellington joined Halton Regional Crime Stoppers, as well as Waterloo Regional Crime Stoppers, Durham Regional Crime Stoppers, and Niagara Crime Stoppers as five Crime Stoppers organizations that have vowed to offer increased reward value from June 1st to the middle of September for information that leads to an arrest with charges laid in human trafficking.
This is a local problem, Bowers-Peter says. The three-minute video features Guelph police sharing the views of an investigator, Caitlin Bick, survivor of domestic sex trafficking, and others. Nobody does this by choice. There's always a level of coercion involved, Bowers-Peter said. Guelph area's proximity to the 401 corridor makes it a popular target for criminals, she added. Bowers-Peter went on to explain cyber communication can draw people in from a variety of communities.
We know that people are being engaged because of their connection online, not necessarily because of their geographic location. So it's really important for people to understand that even though, in their little community, outside of Guelph may not be experiencing the actual crime of human trafficking, there could be people in their community who are being targeted and groomed at this moment.
Bowers-Peter says there have been perpetuated misconceptions about human and sex trafficking that it doesn't happen in the area. She also says many people have seen the crime dramatized and have a preconceived idea of what it can look like. Trying to debunk these myths is a focus of the video. Bowers-Peter tells The Grand at 101, while there is a specific demographic the crime typically victimizes, it's not limited to solely that portion of the population.
The majority are female. That being said, we also know that there can be stigma around reporting crimes relating to sex offenses for male victims, so that could be part of it as well. But really, the long and short of it is this crime can happen to anyone.
Bowers-Peter says she reminds residents often there is evidence to suggest this crime exists and is growing in the community.
Once we start explaining to them that we actually have solid information that would suggest that it not only happens, it's increasing in frequency, they're surprised. Community safety is not just reporting crime. It's also about educating them about crime trends and emerging crime. And in this case, our mandate is to stop a crime before it even happens.
You can find the full video on the Crime Stoppers Guelph Wellington YouTube channel. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.